discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad to be back, as always. And we see a lot of familiar faces here tonight in the chat room and on the switchboard. So welcome back, all of you. And for new people, we give you a wonderful welcome. So we have one of our regulars, very popular guest on tonight, and we'll do a little thing for her in just a moment. It won't be long, because we have always a lot of sessions for her on here, and we barely, and sometimes we don't make everybody by the end of the show, but we try to aim for that. So feel free to come on, and the number is 347-945-6930. Again, 347-945-6930. And as I mentioned a little bit ago, the chat room is open, and yay, we see Stephen holding down the fort. Hi, Stephen, and everybody else in there. Okay, so one of our regulars, Man for Peace, says, greetings, is this ladies' night? Yep, it's ladies' night, but we welcome the men, too. And then another person in there is like, OMG, Sava, with a heart and a emoticon, happy face with, looks like a, what is that? I guess a flower in its hand. So she's super excited that you're back. And yes, I love her, LOL. So we'll keep connecting in with the chat room and also our people on the switchboard. You're very important to us, too, and everyone listening in through the computer and those who will hear this later. I suggest that you also download the show, so you get your readings on there. And even if you somehow don't get a reading, a lot of people's readings, there'll be little gems and nuggets there of, oh, wow, I really relate to that. And it's an answer to your question or questions a lot of times. So that's why we encourage you to listen to all the readings, because you will often find answers to your own issues in the readings. But it's just good to have it, too, because, you know, after you've gotten a reading, sometimes it's a bit of a blur, and you can go back and listen again and again and again. Okay, now, granted, we're not full-bore personal readings. We can't do that on the show, so just keep it to one question and maybe a question or two to ask to refine something with that question. We keep it on one subject, if you will, so everyone gets a chance to get a reading. Okay, so before we bring Sava on, I've got, in 1 week and one day, on December 29th, right smack dab between the holidays, on Tuesday the 29th, 5 o'clock Pacific time, there's a Second Color and the Divas webinar. And I don't know how many we're going to end up with, maybe two or three more after this one, because there's so many divas and, Nature Kingdom divas. And, of course, some of them you would recognize the names: fairies, elves, leprechauns, gnomes, merpeople, all that. There's so many. So we're going to try to cover as much as possible, and I give you color energy combinations to access their realms. And then we go in and we do it. And they're about an hour and a half long, these webinars, but allow for 2 hours due to sharing afterwards. And sometimes if we get a little bit late start, getting everyone on, and then something technical might happen. So you really should book about 2 hours of your time just to make sure that you don't miss any of it. If you do, you can still sign up. There's always an MP3 that's given out. And so what I do is I edit it and add music, and it goes out to all the live attendees and those that have signed up that may not have been able to make it. Okay, again, let me give this number one more time, 347-945-6930. Okay, so let me do a little intro for our wonderful guest. And it is Salva Wolf, of course, who's back again. And she does clairvoyant aura readings, female creative force readings, and symbols of the soul readings, which create a liminal space in which to get in touch with the unique energy of your spirit, in addition to the myriad energies which may enhance or detract from the enjoyment of one's own personal space. This fascinating journey between the reader and the readee catalyzes positive change while simultaneously encouraging the release of outdated, outworn, or invading energies. I know a lot of you relate to that, because if you're a light worker, you're going to definitely have to deal with a lot of those issues. You know, the more light you radiate, the more the dark will be attracted to the light for healing and balance and everything. But then the stuff comes up for you, your own shadow, the other things that come that you can, you know, get a hold of in your auric field just by walking through life. I mean, you don't intend on it, but next thing you know, you've got things there that need to be cleared out that were attracted over to your energy field. So she's very, very good at doing that kind of work. One of the few that I know. I mean, I do it too, but to find people like us is a little bit hard to find. I mean, it's a lot of people don't want to touch that area because it's a kind of a heavy thing for a lot of healers. And so I guess it calls a certain kind of person to do that kind of work. And I will say it's not easy work, and it's intense, but it's really important work. And so please keep her in mind when you may need some work done like that. And you can contact her at her email is goldvision2255@gmail.com. Again, that's goldvision, one word, 2255, which is all part of that goal vision word, and there's no lines or spaces between that. And it's at gmail.com. And you can find her on Facebook at Salva Wolf Psychic. And then I know this needs to be updated. She's got another one or two Facebook sites, and so we'll have her mention those while she's on the air here of other places you can get her. I know she's actively at work on a website. Websites take a lot of development, so be patient, everyone. But you can still, you know, get a hold of her through Facebook or through the email if you want to get personal sessions with her. And I will say she's very reasonable, everyone. She's not exorbitant. She's definitely affordable, okay? And that so many people are priced out of the average person's pocketbook. I will say that, you know, not as well, you know. And some of them are extraordinarily high. And so it's good to find someone who's able to hit, you know, more of an average budget, you know, because of their affordability level, you know. It's important to reach everybody as much as you can, I think, you know, with this work, and have the opportunity to get the work. Okay, so off my pedestal of talking about, you know, stuff that I'm passionate about there, let's bring her on. So let me open up the phone line here, and she's on a different number tonight, so I think I got the right one. Hi, Salva. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Alejandra?
I'm good. Do you feel like I do about the whole thing of sometimes that, you know, I don't begrudge people the, you know, $300, $400, $500, $600 and up dollars an hour, and, you know, oftentimes they can only take limited people, you know, amount of people due to their time constraints, and most of them have, you know, very good abilities. But I've always been kind of like, I want to make sure that every man can afford, and that, so I've tried to keep my prices pretty reasonable. Is that kind of how you feel too, you know, to make it more, a little more available for the average person?
Yeah, I do try as much as I can to kind of have like a sliding scale of prices, so that way when I know that, you know, people are, you know, in certain situations where otherwise they would not be able to do readings, I feel like everyone who, you know, can should have a reading, just like how people can get, you know, haircuts or a back massage or a manicure or pedicure. So I try to keep it, you know, within that type of a price range so that people are able to, you know, integrate it into their life just you know, for energetic care, just how, you know, people regularly will get a haircut or, you know, get their nails done or, you know, get a massage every once in a while. You know, people should be able to afford energy work and have it as a part of their life, you know, just as normal as some of those other services. And I think that if healers and especially psychics, because psychics are more rare, and oftentimes because it is more rare, they feel like they can charge exorbitant prices. And I feel like it's not really, you know, I mean, not to put any judgment on it, but it just keeps it at kind of the marginal ends of society where, you know, people aren't oftentimes able to get good quality readings because the ones that are available to the public, you know, aren't always on the level. So I just think people should be able to get energy work, you know, as periodically or regularly, you know, as they would go to get, you know, a haircut or as they would go to get, you know, go to the nail salon or, you know, go to get a little massage or some other kind of, you know, small treat for their energy, such as that. Mm-hmm. So that's just the way I feel because it should be able to be a part of, you know, normal people's everyday lives.
Well, especially, too, when you see a huge amount of light workers that are in that region. You know, affordability spectrum, let's put it. You know, very many are average salaries or less than, or, you know, and you know, we want to, you know, obviously we want it to be built for all people, but particularly if you're a light worker, you've been working hard for the planet, hard on your own growth, and so, you know, it really would be absolutely wonderful for them to be able to get occasional work at least, to keep them, you know, to keep them going in what they're doing. And I don't just mention them. I think there are a lot of people that are light workers that don't know they are, but people that give back to society in some sort of way. We just don't usually use the term except with people that we know that are, you know, obviously on a spiritual bent that's obvious. But many people are beings of light that don't really call themselves on that, you know, and so I don't mean to limit it to just the people that are obviously light workers. There are many people that, you know, give themselves to society and to the animals and to the planet and ecology and, you know, climate change and all that kind of thing. So we mean, you know, people that give back are often not ones that are paid a lot personally, and so they need to be able to have it. I also love the sliding scale, and I also do that as well, and I think that's important. But anyway, so we had our say on that one, but thank you for your input on that, and we're going to get to it pretty quick here. Just want a brief thing on, do you know when the retrograde, Mercury retrograde starts up again soon? And I think it's not until after next week's show, but be prepared because the shadow's coming over. But what day is it exactly starting?
I believe it's the 5th through the 28th, and I'm curious as to what this Mercury retrograde is going to bring up. Usually I can feel them coming, and for some reason, I don't know why, I just feel like there's a lighter energy happening now, even though we're in the wake of a Mercury retrograde. So maybe this will be a lighter one, or maybe that's just my own personal experience with it. But it's also possible because now we're finally in the clear from all that Black Moon Lilith energy that was affecting many of us between the end of November and the first week of December. We're probably just all feeling a lot lighter and not really knowing why. So usually when a Mercury retrograde is approaching, I can really feel some gears grinding to a halt or things slowing down. And for some reason, I don't know, I just feel like this might be a light one, but maybe I've spoken too soon. But I just do see that it does have the energy of just some last minute kind of cleanup work to do in the beginning of the year, getting affairs in order so that fresh new beginnings are really able to be made in the new year. But I do feel like a fresh new cycle is really beginning in 2016, where some of the more pleasant effects of this kind of a new age that's coming upon us is really going to take hold. I feel like 2015 was emblematic of extreme highs and extreme lows, and I just feel like maybe the last bit of cleanup work needs to be in order, you know, before the end of the month and before, you know, this new year and this new pleasant energy can really take hold. So we'll see how the cookie crumbles. We'll see how it all pans out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lighter one, too. And it's more than just because of what I'm feeling in the shadow. I have found that when you get a couple Mercury, at least one, if not more than one, in a row, usually we're gifted with a lighter one, but you barely know that anything's happening. And those are nice. And I think I think you kind of have to do that too, because you can't always have these huge rocking and rolling going on. And mm-hmm. I think a nice calmer one, which allows for a more temperate and easy form of clearing, is always nice. And so I think it has been a challenging, let's put it that way, a challenging last several months with all of the different celestial events all converging, and from astrology to portals opening and gamma rays, and although that's more to our benefit, it will kick up stuff. So lots of stuff's been happening, and people have been really clearing massively fast. I've seen it in my own family. It's just, I mean, from week to week even, it's just so amazing. And so I think everyone needs a little bit of a relaxation with this next retrograde. But do remember, too, that, you know, watch your communications and your contracts and your, you know, what else would be, you know, relationship back and forth and that kind of thing. Wherever communication. Communication meaning your, you know, your mail, your email, and actually speaking, too, you know, in a communication way. Those all tend to get tested and stuff. So that would just be a reminder about that that I would give. So, well, I think why don't we start going with the readings. And, again, keep it to one question because we have already a lot. I mean, we're already up to, I haven't even checked the chat room yet, but there's probably, this could change in 5 minutes, but there's about 15 right now. We should get through all of you, but there will be more that we'll add on as the course of the show goes. So please keep it brief, and we'll do a break about, I would say about halfway through, so all of you will be about 3 minutes, so all of you can stretch and use the facilities, get water, whatever you need to do. And so that is coming up, so if you can hang in there till then, especially if you're on waiting, so we don't call you and you're gone or something. Okay, so have I given enough rules? I think so, huh? One more time, 347-945-6930. And let's go to our first caller. Area code 631, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you
Hi.
For coming back to the show. And do you have a question for Sava, or just see what happens?
I guess work. I'm looking for a new job.
Okay, so let's take a look at your workspace, Suzanne. The energy around you finding a new job. Can I get your date of birth, please?
I'm sorry?
Oh, can I get your date of birth, please, Suzanne?
October 5th.
October 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So what I see is this picture of you, and I see you pulling about, I don't know, over 12 people, if not 20 people, in these kind of sleds, and you're pulling them uphill. There's this picture of a lot of people being courted into your energy field, almost getting a free ride from you energetically, where they're taking up a great deal of your frequency and your energetic resources. And I see that this energy is kind of slowing you down from moving on to the next phase of your life and kind of blocking you from having the energy and the pep and the zest and the enthusiasm to really manifest a new job. And I just see this picture of your energy field almost looking a bit depleted or exhausted. And it's almost like future employers can almost sense this, and they're not able to see your full beauty, truth, brilliance, and vibrancy. So it just looks like what's needed is for you to really uncord with some people who are getting a free ride in your space and give yourself more energetic care, more time for you to really fill in with your own energy. And it looks like when you do this, you really have a lot more zest, and this new zest attracts the ideal working situation for you. It's almost like you don't have to go, like, trudge for it or hunt for it, because I see you now trudging and kind of hunting for it, like someone who's scarce on food. But it just looks like once you raise your vibration and frequency, I just see kind of future employers are really drawn to you, and you're not having to work so hard or trudge so hard to find this new working situation. It's almost like the ideal working conditions will present themselves to you. So that's what I see there.
I think you're right. I applied to a lot of schools that are not hiring till January, so I was wondering, if you see me getting the interviews in January, things like that.
Yeah, it all depends on how you're able to keep your energy frequency clear and kind of cut some of those other energies loose from your space. And again, the more you're kind of feeding yourself with your own energy and raising your frequency, the more that future employers are attracted into your space. So I just see it's contingent on how good you take care of your frequency and on your own energetic health. So I just see, as you are now, there's like a few small bites, but it just looks like if you really take the time to uncord and unplug from some of these people who are taking up a lot of energy in your life, it just looks like you have more zest, as I said, to bring in more future employers that are interested in taking you on board. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, sounds good, Suzanne. Happy clearing, but I wish that to everybody, and with just the very best of intentions, because I admire people that do the clearing, because that's what what we need to do. And when people do it, it's just I just get really happy for everyone. It's hard to do, but those that are willing to do it, there's very, very, much reward, for that. So, thanks for calling, Suzanne. You want me to put you on mute so you can hear the rest of the show?
Thank
you. Sweetie. Have a good week. All righty. We'll go to the next one here. 780, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Alejandro. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay. We got on early there. I saw you in the chat room. And you're number two here. So it's work. You're Alberta, right? Alberta, Canada?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I bet it's got snow up there.
Yes, we do. It's great.
Because, just about an hour away, less than an hour away from me, man. We're, it's the Sierras there. Whew! And I'll tell you, it's just starting. Wait till we really get into winter. Anyway, or is that today? Today's the 21st. Is this
winter solstice.
Oh, my God. How did the day go by and I completely spaced it? Did you guys get, you got it? Did you get it, Sama?
Oh, what's so funny? When you were speaking about what to talk on the radio today, I've been talking about the solstice all weekend, and now that it's the solstice, I completely spaced out on it. So how do you like that?
I know, I've been so darn busy. I haven't been able to surface even think of what the date is and what it means. So first day of winter, I guess. So, let's see, is it solstice, winter? Yeah, solstice. You have to think of the equinox and the solstice. It's the solstice. Okay. So happy that to everybody. Anyway, Jay, do you have a question for Sava?
Hey, Sava, it's great to meet you. My question is it's been a really magical time for me. I've been gearing up for this yoga intensive next year, so, and meeting lots of people, and actually, it's very interesting. These two ladies actually would like to have tea with me, actually. It's been very, very interesting. I'll meet one actually on, I'll have a little further discussion on Wednesday. So it's been a kind of a magical time for me. My question is like this is this lady I'm going to meet on Wednesday. I feel there's a connection there, and she's just interested. So I wonder what your thoughts about this person. I can name the first name, so.
Yeah. Can I have your date of birth, and can I have her first name?
Yeah, sure. My birthday is March 24th, 1964.
Okay. And what is this lady's name that you'll be meeting up with for tea?
Stara, S-T-A-R-A.
Okay. So this picture of you and Stara, I see this picture of the two of you guys meeting for tea, and you're sitting on this table. It looks almost like one of those almost like Asian-style long flat tables that people would sit at for a tea ceremony. And I see this picture of her with this kind of high frequency where she has this ability to be on the same level as you, but she also has this ability to project herself into this really high, almost cosmic or astral frequency. And I see this picture of the two of you guys meeting for tea, and I just see her almost like reading these tea leaves or casting these tea leaves, and almost like, I don't want to say foretelling the future, but like showing you this picture of the future with these tea leaves. And it just looks like this really magical kind of mystical meeting between you and her. And I do see some past life connections there. And it just looks like one of the things that you would like to learn from her is how to kind of jump into that cosmic realm or cosmic frequency as she does. So it looks like, again, it's like a romantic connection, but also a spiritual connection. And it just looks like she spends a lot of time living in a very magical world, and she'd like you to come and join her there. So that's what I'm seeing there, Jay.
Yeah, it's been really magical. It's really, really cool. Yeah, just really.
You should ask her, Jay, if she's from California, because I didn't meet her, but I had a crystal healing tape way back when they had cassettes, remember? I mean, I don't know how old she is, but, you know, she's probably at least your age, because this was a number of years ago, and I know there could be more than one Astara, but I'm pretty sure that was the name. In California, I think she was based, and she was a crystal healer. So you might want to ask if that's the same person, you know, when you meet up with her, if she used to live here. Well, then again, you might want to say it more like you don't know. That's not, but, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I wonder what happened. Well, I haven't heard about her here for some time, which makes me think she may be relocated. So, anyway, you might be honored as the same person. Yeah.
Yeah, be honored.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that. Sounds very promising.
Yeah, sounds like it's a lot of fun. I'm going to have lots of fun. If we can talk on a level that's not so... not disguising, or just more of we don't know. It's just like she can talk to me on like metaphysical stuff. So I just, it's just gonna be really cool. So I really.
Yeah. That is so much. That'll be so much fun. Well, yeah. Let us know how it goes. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Thank
we'll
you so much.
Back on mute so you can hear the rest of
Thanks,
the show.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Super, everybody.
Excuse me. Okay, let's go to the next one here. Okay, the number is 111 with a bunch of ones. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Calling from New York. My name is Trish. And Sava, I also have a question about relationship going into 2016.
Okay, perfect.
My birthday is 9/18.
Okay, 9/18, and you would like to know about relationships in general or one with a particular person?
Well, I just broke up with someone, so I'm not sure if that's going to get to re-engage or if I'm going to find someone new.
Okay, so let's look at the picture of you and love in 2016. So I just see the energy that you've ran into with this recent breakup is you've kind of taken a tumble. And it just looks like it's kind of gotten you a bit ungrounded and it's caused you to drop your frequency a little bit. And it just looks like that's a short span of energy. And then I see a picture of you kind of recovering and raising your frequency. And I see as your frequency begins to raise and you begin to recover, I see this picture of you gaining a new perspective and a new horizon. And you move from this kind of valley of your life into a mountaintop. And I see from this new frequency and this new mountaintop that you'll be at and that you're able to spot a new love interest. And I do see your ex kind of staying at that lower frequency, but it's almost like when he sees that you've got this new love interest that is in your sights, I see a picture of him kind of getting the impetus and the motivation to raise his frequency, and I see him slowly starting to trudge uphill and then run uphill, and then he's almost chasing after you. So it just looks like there might be some rocky energy in the beginning of 2016, but ultimately it looks like your love life will take some exciting twists and turns.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm curious, though, how do I raise my energy? Is it just something that happens naturally?
You can do it through yoga, through meditation, through sound healing, prayer, gratitude journals, long walks in nature, baths with essential oil, just really any frequency practice that is going to clear your field, is going to fill you with joy and assist you with releasing old stagnant energies from your past. So it's really quite open to interpretation. But usually one of the most common modalities would be yoga, meditation, energy healing, sound healing, things like that.
color
okay.
healing. I have to throw that in.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much. I'll call back when you're on and let you know.
Excellent.
Yes, please. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Sava. Sava,
okay,
did I interrupt you? Is it good? Did
no.
Oh, are you sure?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
have
right.
Merry
well,
Christmas.
You too, Trish. Is this your first time on the show?
It is.
Oh, well, welcome, and hope we'll see you in the future. So you have a great
yes.
Holiday season as well. Do you
me
want
too.
Me to put
thank
you
me.
On mute so you can hear more
yes,
of the show?
Please.
Okay, have a good week. Yeah, this is the week for Christmas, huh? Not too much longer.
Oh, yeah.
We're suddenly here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go over to area code 323. This is it. I'm scrolling. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sophia from California.
Hi, Sophia. I think you've been on before. Your voice sounds familiar. So you have a question for Sava or just see what comes?
Okay. A general work question. I'm not really working full-time. It's more sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what you felt coming up for the new year, like something fun but stable.
Okay. So what I see is a picture of you kind of taking some time to really separate out from some of the energies in your personal life that are draining you without really giving you back. And it looks like once you do that, then your work life really begins to pick up. It just looks like there's a lot of people who are taking from you energetically without giving back. And it's using up a lot of your energy that could be kind of available to attract more work and more abundance into your space. So it just looks like as you begin to take better energetic care of yourself and safeguarding how you spend your time and energy, it looks like that frees up a lot for this new kind of dynamic energy, which I see attracting more work and more abundance into your space.
Okay, yeah, I have been giving a lot of energy, volunteering to other people's projects.
Interesting.
And, yeah, a lot. Beyond, like, the average person. I wouldn't do it if it was someone I didn't care about. But, yeah, today I hit hard today, actually, that I'm not getting rewarded. You know, it's unconditional what I want to do. But I'm not really being fully rewarded in the way I should be. But it's an interesting, you know, perspective.
Exactly. Well, it just looks like, you know, it just, I hate to say it, but it looks like when you cut down some of that volunteer work and working for free, you have, you know, your own energy dynamism and magnetism available for attracting your ideal working conditions into your space. And I see that with the volunteering, I see your heart's in the right place, but you only have so much energy right now to devote. And what you're really needing most of all is to use that energy to take care of yourself the best that you can.
Yeah. Yeah, it just ended yesterday, so I won't be doing as much like I was this holiday season. But, yeah,
okay.
Definitely yeah, right on point with that.
Excellent.
All right, Sophie. Well, that sounds good. So you have a great holiday season. Shall I put you back on mute to hear the show? Or
absolutely.
Okay, great. And have a good holiday. You take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I think maybe we'll take a couple more and then we'll take a break. And let's go to area code 219. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Elizabeth and I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, well, welcome to the show. Is this your first time, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, welcome. Okay, and do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to see just what comes?
I'll see what comes.
Okay.
Okay, Elizabeth from Indiana, can I get your date of birth, please?
October 29th, 1967.
Okay, so what I see is this picture of you burning down this old barn, and there's this picture of you burning down or deconstructing these old structures in your life that were keeping you a bit stuck or limited. And there's this feeling of a bonfire or like this really fiery magnetic energy clearing through your space, just moving out some old structures that are no longer relevant to you. And I really see this manifesting through your female creative energy, which is it's just like a very dynamic type of a female energy that everyone has access to. So it just looks like the key to this type of transformation that you're wanting to have in your life is really tuning in and amping up your own female energy and your own female magnetism and dynamism, and it just really helped to clear out any of those old structures or paradigms in your life that are no longer relevant with what your spirit is wanting to manifest. So anything that really can get you in touch with your own female power and female energy really helps you to move on to this new phase of your life that's really wanting to take hold.
Okay. How do I get in touch with my, female?
Like a female creative force. I would say more meditation, more kundalini yoga, if you can, or kundalini meditation, which you can even find those types of meditation online, and any type of, yoga or dance or activity that really can get your energy flowing at a body level. Energy healing, any activities that really help you to connect with who you are as a woman. And for every woman, that's different. For some women, it's, a trip to the spa. And for some women, it's a hike up a huge mountain where they're really getting in touch with their power. So whatever really resonates with you with regards to really connecting with who you are as a woman and what makes you feel beautiful and empowered as a woman.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Very rewarding, too, the work. So best of luck, Elizabeth, in your ventures that way. Okay. And, and come back to the show. Would you like to be on mute so you can hear the rest of this show?
Yes.
Okay. Have a great season, holiday season coming up. And take
Thank
care.
You.
You're welcome. Okay. We'll take, one more. And then we'll take a break, but we're doing well, so everyone's going to get their readings tonight. Do not despair. And the next and last one before the break, 519, you're on the air. Did you know it was
Hi.
You?
Thank you so much.
Name and where are you calling from, sweetie?
My name is Karen. I'm calling from Toronto.
Oh, we got the... This is the second Toronto one tonight. There's one in the chat room who's getting a reading soon, and we had an Alberta. So are representing Canada tonight. Again, another place is probably under snow, right?
Yeah. Just wondering.
Time of year. Okay. Well,
there's no snow where we are.
You're lucky. Great.
I know. We've got rain.
We've been raining nonstop for several days in California. But you know what? We're not complaining here because we've had a big drought. So it's like, bring it on. So anyway, do you have a question for Sava or you want to see just what comes? Okay,
go ahead. Feeling really, really heavy in my relationship in my marriage. And I'm not sure what the feeling that's weighting me down is.
Okay, so you're having a feeling and your marriage is very, very heavy. Can I get your first name and date of birth and your husband's first name and date of birth?
Mine's May 7th, 59, and his name is Dave, and it's December 13th, 60.
Okay. So I see this heavy energy in your marriage as I'm seeing a picture of your husband kind of going through a really dark time or a heavy time, almost where he's kind of scouring the bottom of the ocean, so to speak, to seeing what lies beneath his depths. And it's almost like this point where he's needing to go within and really see what makes him tick. I wouldn't call it really a midlife crisis energy, but there's this like deep kind of intense self-reflection that he's going through, and he can kind of see that he's kind of thinly holding things together on the surface, but there's some really having intense deep issues that he's really needing to turn within in order to get to the root of and in order to solve. So I see as he's investing energy in that, he's kind of not intentionally, but it's kind of causing him to pull energy out of the marriage and into this own like internal reflexive process. And I see that as you see him kind of investing more of his own energy in this, you're wanting to meet him where he's at. So it's like your energy, which is at a higher frequency, is kind of going to his depth with him in order to still have that closeness and kind of scouring the bottom of his ocean to see what's going on with him. And I see that he does appreciate the support and the companionship while he's going through this deep, heavy phase. But it just looks like ultimately it's disconnecting you from your own natural flow of energy and it's keeping you kind of submerged in his darkness. So it just looks like you're needing to hold your light and hold your frequency. And if he needs to kind of go there and take a trip to understand his own darkness, he's kind of got to go it alone. Because if you really want to go with him and follow him there, it's just going to drain a lot of your energy and cause you a lot of unnecessary exhaustion and fatigue because you won't be able to sustain for a long time down there anyway. So it's his own karma and his own heaviness that he's got to come to terms with. And hopefully he will do that sooner. You know, hopefully it will take him kind of a quicker time rather than a longer time. But it looks like he really does love you. He just has some deep personal issues that he's needing to go within and work on. So that's what I see there.
Oh, so you don't see someone else. There is someone else, but you don't see him with her then. It's just her. I get the feeling she wants it, but he's, I think he's just, the lightheartedness is what he's reaching for, but I'm wanting to be there to support him, but I don't want to invest my energy and love if I know that it's not going to be for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's look at that energy. So you're wanting to know if you should let him go or stick through this whole process. So let's look at this.
Yeah, because there's a lot of secrecy and a lot of that I'm not understanding, but I feel at another level.
It just looks like the more you kind of maintain your own frequency and do what's right for you, I see you have the capacity to attract another person on the horizon if that's what you desire. But I do see if you really want to wait for him and see if things pull through, that's also an option for you. Because it looks like he really does love you, but some of the energy that he's needing to reach that's submerged is kind of more of a match in frequency with this other woman that he's reaching out for. So it looks like they have certain similarities in their energy that he's almost like needing to align with right now. But I'm not quite sure if that's a permanent energy or if it's just something temporary. But whatever it is, just going down into those depths with him doesn't look like it's really healthy for you. So that's what I see there.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
Best of love. I think this is your first time here, right?
It is. And I really love
you. Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll come back. And, you know, we do have readings a lot here along with other things as well. So maybe you can update us down the road, you know.
I will.
Sava's back.
Merry
you know,
Well, yeah. So give so much of my love and my light.
I love you. Oh, I know. I know. It's like just I think Sava's advice is good to stay, you know, empowered in your own self. And, you know, you have some decisions to make, it looks like. But
yeah. Well, God bless you all and Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas to you too.
And love you. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Take care.
Do you want to go on mute here more of the show?
Yes,
or
I would love to.
Okay.
All
right.
I'd love to.
Okay,
thank
have
you.
A good rest of the week.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so hard, huh? I feel for. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're doing good on the readings, guys. Everyone that's been on here is going to make sure we definitely get a reading. And we'll be back in approximately 3 minutes or so. Let me locate what we're doing here. Let's see.
So Alea Dow, these first two cuts are excerpts from her work, and you can find her by Googling her on Alea, on the internet at Alea Dow, and you'll bring up different websites of hers where you, if you like her work, you know, this is just a snippet of, you know, many CDs that she has, you know, all different CDs. They're coming off different ones. And this first cut is Aquarian Embrace, and spell her name is A-L-E-Y-A, Alea, and then D-A-O or Dow. Okay? So we'll be back to Rainbow Rays in just a little bit.
Greatest desire is to be of service to humanity by bringing forth tools to assist others in being in touch with their own divinity. Alejandra states that we are going through large intergalactic and multi-universal openings within us, creating a huge escalation of inner awareness, bringing us to a vibration of bliss with service to Earth. She is there for assistance with this enormous undertaking. With a large menu of services and trainings, Alejandra offers personal sessions to help you with facilitating the next steps in your personal and spiritual empowerment and your ascension initiations. Contact Alejandra at www.colorhealing.com.
And we're back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays, and I'm your host, Alejandra. And we have Sava Wolf back with us tonight, who's been doing clairvoyant readings. And she does the clairvoyant aura readings, the female creative force readings, and symbols of the soul readings. And you can reach her at Gold Vision 2255, all one word, goldvision2255@gmail.com, or go over to Facebook. Now, Sava, I know I have the Sava Wolf Psychic, but you've got a couple better Facebook pages, right, that they can reach you at right now?
Yeah, I've got Hyper Imperium Healing Arts and the, I think it's Gold Vision, Psychic. I don't know. I've got so many.
Just try
so
the combination of those words.
I've got to keep up better.
Okay. Well, we've been doing readings, and we're going to go to the chat room now to Stephen. And I don't know how much of this you can do. His birth date's February 28th, 1981, but he's wanting you to clear him of any negative entities and energies. Well, that's usually quite a large, you know, private session to do that, as we well know. So I don't know, maybe you can pick something or whatever that you might see.
Yeah, how about I will just look at a picture of, just look at a picture of Stephen the Sixth Layer. That would be a safe one to do. I'm not trying to take on the world. So let's look at Stephen's safety and his Sixth Layer. So looking at Stephen's Sixth Layer, I see this picture of a small fence erected around his Sixth Layer. So it looks like he does have some protection around his sixth chakra, but what he's needing is a much bigger net of protection. It looks like just doing a lot more protection around his fifth, sixth, and seventh are going to be important. I do see that he's been good about working with grounding cords, but it's necessary for him to protect his upper chakras more closely because I see that's where a lot of energy is leaking in. So that's what I see there.
Okay, we'll let Stephen weigh in the chat room, and we'll go back now to the, we've gotten more people on, but hopefully we'll be able to get through everybody. Let's see, got to track this one down here. Okay. Area code 706, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Area code 706. You're on the air. Maybe they're not back from the break. I'll tell you what, if we get a chance, we'll come back to you. So we're going to put you back on hold. Okay, next one is, let's see. Sorry, they're out of order from how I wrote them down in here. Things change around. And oh, I know who this is. And this is Ellen from New York, right?
Yes, you have such a great memory. Hello, Alejandra.
I don't know what it is about your phone number. It just triggers me. Anyway, so how are you doing, Ellen?
Terrific. A happy solstice. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And all the same to you. And do you have a question for Sava?
Why don't I just let's ask Sava to see what she comes up with.
All right.
Okay. Ellen from New York. So I see this picture of you joyfully juggling all these lemons, and it just looks like maybe in the last 6 months, life has thrown you a lot of lemons, but you've still been able to retain your frequency and your joy. So I just see this picture of you joyfully juggling these lemons. And again, even though life has handed you a lot of lemons within the last several months, you're still keeping your frequency high, and it's like you're juggling all of these things that have been thrown at you with grace and ease. And it looks like when you run joy in your life, it really allows you to take whatever the universe throws your way and to turn anything into something that's fun, that has the capacity for sweetness. So that's what I see there. It just looks like there's been times in your life when life has thrown you a lot of lemons and you really didn't know how to take or handle it, so you just kind of got pummeled. But this time when life tossed those energies your way, you really were able to almost alchemically, again, transform these curveballs or difficult energies into something really light and fun and sweet. So congratulations on you for being able to maintain such a high frequency amongst such, you know, chaotic energies.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I didn't realize I was successfully juggling. It's nice to know that energetically I appear that way.
Excellent.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great. Oh, thanks again for being such a great supporter of the show, Ellen. And you have a good holiday, okay?
You too.
I will. Should I put you back on hold?
No, you can turn me off. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I know it's late there, so have a good one, and we'll hang up now. We'll see you next time.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. Let's go to... where'd they go? We have to see, search them down. Sometimes they leave the switchboard, too, and I don't see them currently, so we'll go on to the next one, and that is... okay. 203, you're
hello.
On the air. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Michelle, and you have a question?
Hi.
Hi.
I've been struggling to settle on a question for like 40 minutes now, so I'm throwing out there. I know. So I guess I want to ask about my daughter, who is getting, you know, she's senior in high school and she's doing more things on her own, and I just wanted to know about any dangers. I wanted to know about her safety and well-being and happiness.
Okay. Well, what is your daughter's first name and date of birth?
It's Anna Lee, and her birthday is 4/3/98.
Okay. So looking at this picture of Anna Lee, it just looks like she's really coming out of this cocoon stage and turning into a butterfly. And I see this picture of her really wanting to explore, where she's got this thirst for exploring the world, and she wants to go almost like a little bit too far too fast. So there's this feeling where she can get ahead of herself sometimes, and she really wants to expand her horizons, but she wants to see it all and know it all, like, right now, or know it all and see it all as of yesterday. So it just looks like what's needed for her is to kind of pace herself and realize that she's got the rest of her life to see it all unfold. But she does have a ton of energy and enthusiasm, and she's really looking forward to just having a lot of new experiences. She wants to kind of take it all in. But there's almost like a need for discernment and being a little selective and what types of experiences that she wants to bring into her reality, because it just seems like she does have this, I wouldn't call it like a taste for adventure, but she does really enjoy welcoming all types of experiences, and it just looks like for her, and just using discernment when she moves on her path forward instead of kind of bounding so joyfully into many uncharted situations would be good for her. So that's what I see there.
Yeah, you've pegged her, that's for sure. So is there anything in particular that she should avoid this coming few months?
It just looks like the most important advice for her would be to pace herself and to know that she's got, you know, the rest of her life to see it all unfold, and she doesn't have to, you know, do it all and see it now, right here, right now. But she's super enthusiastic, so having someone's zest for life is actually kind of a good problem to have.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try not to worry too much, and I'll try to advise her, but it's, like, hard to do.
I can imagine.
Well, I see she's an Aries child, and speaking as an Aries, we're not always easy. We do tend to move into things that sometimes we probably shouldn't, but I think, you know, we generally have a good head on our shoulders. So I hope that helps, coming from an adult Aries. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle. Well, you have a good
thanks
holiday
so
season. Oh, you're so welcome.
Thanks.
And do you want to go back on mute so you can hear the show?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's earlier out here, huh? It's not exactly bedtime. Okay, so we'll put you on mute. Have a great week. Okay, let's see. We had one drop on here. And let's see where we are. Okay, area code 404, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tamika. I'm calling from Atlanta.
I got Atlanta, but I didn't get the first name. What was your first name?
Kamika.
Kamika, okay.
Yes.
And do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to see what she just gets?
I have a question.
Okay.
My husband, he's been going through a lot, but he really hasn't been talking to me lately. I want to know what's going on. Is he okay? Is there anything I should be concerned about?
Okay, so looking at your husband, what is his first name and his date of birth?
His name is Channing, and his birthday is July 4th.
Okay, so for your husband, I just see this picture that throughout his life, he's been carrying around a lot of baggage on his back that's been weighing him down from his childhood. And it looks like recently he's been kind of slowing down and looking within because his baggage has been getting too heavy for him to carry. So it just looks like it's not that he really wanted to, because a lot of people don't really get enthusiastic about opening up this heavy old baggage to look through, but he kind of became too much of a big burden for him to carry around all of this baggage for much longer. So I just see he's kind of reluctantly taking a pause and a break to sift through all of this old baggage from his childhood and really come to terms with it so that the load is lighter for him to move forward again in life. Because, again, he really never wanted to open these things up, or he was almost hoping that it would clear on its own without him really having to turn around and confront these issues. But it just looks like, again, it was becoming too much of a heavy burden for him to bear. So, again, he really is taking the time right now to stop and pause and sift through these issues. And it just looks like he does kind of want some privacy in working through these things. But for you, you're feeling left out and you're feeling a bit confused because you're like, oh, well, can I have her help? Is there some input that you would like me to integrate into the situation? And it just looks like he kind of wants to take care of this on his own.
Okay, so just leave him be and let him
give him some space to sift through some of his own, you know, personal issues and baggage. And it just looks like once he's able to clear these things and these issues, he'll be a lot lighter and more fun moving forward.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that. Seems like a lot of the guys are kind of pulled in and going through stuff these days, huh, Sava?
I can imagine. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we got two just from the switchboard, yeah. Okay, sweetie. Well, have a good holiday season. You want me to put you on hold to hear the rest of the show?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. And thanks for calling in and supporting the show.
Happy holidays, lady.
Happy holidays. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I found one elusive one that went down further down the page here. So we're going to bring on. Come on, open up here. I can tell this. Maybe some technical things on the Mercury retrograde. I'm already noticing that. Okay, 856, you're on the air. Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, hi, Laura. Okay, you're
hi.
Good friend of the show here. So you have a question for Sava, or just see what comes?
Let's just see what comes.
Okay.
Okay, Laura from New Jersey, and can I get your date of birth, please?
October 1st, 63.
It's what, 1963?
Right.
No, what was the first part? Your
October,
the new date?
October 1st.
Okay, October 1st, 1963. So what I see is this picture of you in this time in your life where you're almost like an eagle getting a great deal of perspective, and it looks like you've had this perspective for quite some time and you're ready for an even higher level perspective on your own reality. So it looks like when some people kind of have a big deal in transforming from a more earthly perspective into the ego perspective, you're transforming more from this ego perspective into some higher level, almost like a phoenix perspective. So it looks like for 2016, you've got this big kind of alchemical transformation that started out for you, where you're going to be able to have even more of an intense and high-level spiritual perspective than what you had before. So it just looks like there's going to be this intense transformation happening for you that's going to take you to greater heights, but also it might be entailing some pain that some of these old aspects of your life that no longer positively serving you are beginning to burn away. So It just looks like 2016 is going to be a big transformation year for you. And it looks like in the past, maybe a few years back, you've had a big jump in frequency. And it looks like another big jump or leap in frequency is on schedule for you this year. And it's going to be wonderful in a lot of ways, and in some ways it's going to make you feel a bit confused or ungrounded, but ultimately you're going to come out of it again with this much higher perspective. So that's what I see there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Laura. And do you want to go on mute?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Have a great week. Take care. Okay, let's go to, let's see, as I track them down here. Okay, that one may not be on the board, switchboard anymore. Let's see. Yeah, I don't see them. So we're going to go to Lexi in the chat room, and she wants to know, her birthday first is 9/30/52. Well, about her love life, anyone coming into her life in the new year?
Okay, Lexi. So I see a picture of Lexi, and it looks like she's looking wistfully at her past, and it looks like she's looking wistfully at her past for answers. And it looks like as soon as she's able to tear herself away from her past and start facing forward and being more, I guess, like future forward, moving more into the future, I see this picture of her manifesting a choice of romantic partners in 2016. So it looks like there is one that's strongly charted, but there's also some other love interests that might come across her path. And it just looks like the most important thing that she can do is just to really let go of her past and turn away from the past and start moving forward into the future. And as soon as she gets on this right track, then I do see new love interest, not only one, but more than that, gravitating into her space. So that's what I see there. But it looks like she has her choice of several, but there's something about only choosing one. That's what I see there.
Okay. Well, that sounds promising. And the way in. And we're going to go back to the switchboard now to area code 480. You're on the air. What is your name and where you're calling from?
Hello. I'm calling from Arizona, and my name is Shruti. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Lovely to hear from you. And
do you
want to just see what comes from Sava?
Yes, for 2016. What? Any insights for 2016? Next year.
Okay, Shruti, and can I get your date of birth, please?
May 20th, 1968.
So what I see is this picture of you working with this fabric of your female ancestors, and it just looks like that's a fabric that you've been working with for a great deal of your lifetime, and it just looks like the big deal about 2016 is that you're moving away from that familiar fabric, and you're beginning to bring in the true fabric of your spirit and your spiritual lineage. So I just see this energy of, like, faithfulness towards your ancestral lineage and kind of working on the history of your female ancestors for a great deal of your life. And the pivotal change in 2016 is, again, switching gears and kind of moving away from that lineage and into your own spirit's lineage. And it just looks like you're going to be bringing in a lot of past life information. And I don't know if you know what Akashic records are, but I think something that's going to be big for you in 2016 is connecting with your Akashic records, either through getting Akashic record readings, learning to do Akashic record meditations, or learning to give those readings yourself. And that's, again, going to really help you to connect with your own true spirit lineage or even getting some past life readings. And once you really do this, I just see that the fabric that you work with begins to drastically change, and it becomes a lot more colorful, light, and whimsical, and it just kind of creates this kind of new energy or new chapter for and like this other big cycle that's coming into your lifetime. So that's what I see there.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Cool.
Wishing
yeah,
you
cool.
both Happy New Year in advance.
Well, and I was just going to say the same to you from us, and so we'll put you back on mute. Would you like, or do you want us to
hang
up?
Yes, I would appreciate mute. Thank you.
Back to mute. Okay, have a good one.
Thank
you.
Talk
to you later. Bye. Okay. All righty. Let's see here. This one's not wanting to hang up here. It's not her. Okay, here we go. It's Blog Talk. We got her off there now. Okay. You know, I'm going to go back to one that's been waiting a long time, but when we went on there, they didn't seem to be at the phone. So we're going to give them one more chance here. Area code 706, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello? Area code 706, did you want to speak to Sava? Okay. I think we'll just go ahead and do a hang-up there because I've tried two times there. Okay. Now let's go over to this one here. One moment. Five 570, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Thank you for taking
Hi,
my
Terry.
Call.
Happy birthday. So do you have a question?
My birthday is 11/20/47. Recently had a lot of changes in my life and on a new path. Recently moved, relocated my business, and went from one relationship to a new one, and I'd like to know if I'm on the right path.
Oh, definitely, definitely. What I see right now is that you are entering on this path of grace, and it looks like for a great deal of your life, everything that you're experiencing was a result of your karma, and I just see this picture of you checking off this long list of karmic obligations, and this is a picture from your recent test. So right now, it's like you've moved from this path of karmic obligations and debt and karmic balancing into this path of being clear and free of karma and just moving on this path of grace. So it looks like you are in your divine life path and you're on the right course. It just looks like this shift was something that was on the charts, on schedule for you, and it looks like you finished just ahead of time. And it looks like, it just looks like you finished just ahead of time, like maybe 2 or 3 months early from that old karmic cycle. And I do see this new path that you're on is definitely the one for you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I thought I was dragging some old baggage with me, but I'm trying not to bring the past relationship into this one. And just if I could run my life like I run my business, I'd be okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, do you want to look at that energy of maybe how to cut yourself free from carrying your old baggage into a new relationship?
I'm going to have to, because it seems like it is I was married for a long time to my husband when he passed, went into a relationship with a gentleman for 3.5 years and just was dragging his feet and, of course, since I moved on with someone else, he's coming around, but I don't want to go back into that relationship. But the new one that I'm in seems almost the same like the one I was in.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Well, it just looks like the more you really learn the lessons that you are needing to learn from that middle relationship, you are able to free yourself from those experiences. And I really see towards the beginning of February that old energy really begins to lose steam. It just looks like there's going to be one last review or one last revision of that during the Mercury retrograde, and I just see again that old energy dynamic and old paradigm will really be running out of steam by the end of January, early February. And, you know, nothing really ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know. And I think one of the most important lessons that you'll be learning is about letting go and letting go of the past, because I see something about the karma being done, so there's no need to keep carrying it or keep sifting through it. So that's what I see you'll be working on during this upcoming Mercury retrograde.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Terry. Well, thanks. Is this your first time to the show?
Yes. Just recently started listening to Blog Talk, and just to try to listen and absorb, you know, the positive and try to, you know, put the influence in my life. And it's very interesting. Yes, very interesting shows I've been listening to. But this
is
my
first. Well, obviously working from what Sava has said, so... you know, you're utilizing what you're listening to, but we do welcome you to this show to see you again. And would you like to go on mute to hear, there's not much left of the show, about another, a little less than 15, but sure. It's always interesting to hear others' readings too.
It's true. Thank you.
So go ahead, mute you. Okay. Have a great holiday. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, let's go up to 402 area code. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you. This is Sharon. I'm in Nebraska.
Okay, representing Nebraska. All right. I always like to see every week, you know, what part of the country they're calling from more than other parts of the country. It's kind of the thing I do. So, love to hear from the Nebraskans. So, Sharon, do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to just see what comes?
I think I better just see what comes.
Okay, Sharon from Nebraska. And can I get your date of birth, please?
Yes, 8/31/57.
Okay, 8/31/1957. So what I see is a picture of a tornado that is coming and is bringing up your house and is moving it to a new location. So there's this energy of shift and movement, and it's almost like you're not quite willing to initiate this shift and this movement yourself. So it's almost like there's this feeling being taken by storm, where this stormy energy comes in and it uproots you and it moves you to either literally this new location or this new state of mind. And there's this feeling of being uprooted unwillingly, but ultimately where this current of energy is taking you is to a much better place that'll be much more in alignment with your truth and what it is that you're wanting to manifest in this lifetime. But there's a feeling for you of being resistant to change. So it's almost as though you didn't make these changes on your own, and that's why this energy current has come into your life. It's kind of uprooted you and is carrying you in this new direction that's putting you closer to being on your correct path. So that's what I see there.
Oh, that's just wonderful. So they're going to take my house.
You know, I just see this picture of you being uprooted and being kind of put on this new path that's closer to being in alignment with your highest truth. So that's what I see there.
In alignment with my highest truth.
Yeah, and there's a feeling of being resistant to change. So that's why this energy current is coming in and kind of uprooting you and putting you on a new path.
Okay, well, yep. Sharon, I know it's a tough one, but, you know, ultimately, I mean, I know now it's probably hard to see it, but ultimately sometimes these things can be one of the best things that ever happen. But I know it's hard to hear that now, and I probably wouldn't want someone to tell me that, but we do wish you well. And if you get a chance, let us know how it all turns out, if you would. If you feel like it, give us a call. Okay. Oops, she's not there. Okay. Well, that was a tough one to hear, I know. Okay. Area code 703, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello, 703.
Hello, my name is Eric, and I'm from Virginia.
Hi, Eric. Okay. You have a question for Sava?
Yes, I do. I am curious what she sees in terms of romance for me in 2016.
Okay. So romance for you in 2016, I see this picture of May, and there's this joyous feeling around May of dancing around this maypole and this Maytime festival. So there's this picture of springtime and young love, or like this feeling of being freshly in love. And I see that there's a lot of steps leading up to that. So I see this kind of a stair with several steps leading up to May and this feeling of renewed love in your space. And it looks like something about each month leading up to May are kind of adding up these building blocks for you towards this culmination of new love in your life.
Wonderful. So I'll start to see the steps sooner than May.
Yeah, month by month.
Maybe a
few. Taking you up.
Maybe a few months before, so like maybe springtime or something, or
oh, yeah.
What are we saying? Even March? Who knows?
Yeah, what it looks like has happening now on an energy level is you're working on these building blocks to make a solid foundation that you're needing towards this new relationship.
So I will become aware of this person soon, it looks like.
It just looks like you're on the right step to manifesting this new relationship. And I just see definitely by May, there's this really strong, explosive, romantic relationship. And it just looks like right now you're laying down the steps, you're laying down the foundation in order to be able to sustain that.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well, you have to call us back and let us know what happens, Eric. Do you want to go on mute for the last
please.
Little bit of the show? Okay.
Please,
have a great holiday, okay?
Okay, the same to you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think we have one more on the switchboard and one in the chat room. I think we can do it. And let's see here. This one is both on the switchboard and in the chat room. And hello, is it Mary Lou?
Hi.
Hi. Where are you from again? Is it somewhere, I remember somewhere like in the southern states, right? Or southwest?
I'm in
Northwest.
New Orleans?
Yeah, that's pretty south. Okay, thanks for coming on in our chat room as well. So do you have a question for Sava?
I was wondering if she could look at my love life.
You know, that's
okay.
been a real thing tonight, hasn't it?
Well, let's
almost every
look
question
at your
has been
love
on love.
Life.
Yeah.
So a general picture or with you and another person? General. Okay, let's look at this picture of your love life, Marilyn. Can I have your birthday, please?
10/22/62.
Okay, perfect. So what I see is you're bringing in this new energy of wildness and freedom into your love life, where I see this picture of you looking like a cowgirl on top of a stallion. And I just see a picture of you kind of tossing off this cowgirl hat and kind of leaning, I don't know what is that, when you're on a horse and the horse kind of like kicks its front legs up, and there's this feeling of like raising your frequency or having these new levels of seniority in your love life. And there's this picture of, yeah, having seniority, feeling like you've got the reins and that you're in this like take charge energy in your love space. And there's also a feeling of kind of feeling like you can be comfortable getting in touch with some of your wildness or some of your take charge energy. And it looks like before there was a more disempowering energy in your love space that was clouding what your truth was. And it looks like you've been doing some work on yourself to get back in touch with what your real truth is in your love space. And it just looks like this is going to be made manifest definitely around January and February of this upcoming year. So again, it just looks like you've done a lot of work to make this transition from being almost like a disempowered spectator in the rodeo to being maybe one of the star players or key players. And I just see you really like confidently on this like stallion type horse again, holding the reins and just letting loose, you know, throwing your hat off in this very like confident and carefree manner. So it just looks like there's a good transition happening in your space.
Okay.
Okay, well, so, we might need to move on, Mary Lou. Sorry, we're trying to get a couple more people in before we go off the air in about 5 minutes. So thank you so much for calling in. Should I put you on mute or just hang you up? Or
No, let me listen, please.
Okay. Don't forget, everybody, to download the archive later for your reading. Okay, 618, you're on the air. Is this Kevin?
Hello, yes.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you located?
I'm in Southern Illinois.
Okay, he's also on our chat room. So, Kevin, go ahead and ask your question.
I was wondering what you see for me for a relationship. And my birthday is 4-8-61.
A lot of Aries tonight and a lot of love questions. Interesting. Okay.
Okay, and you want to know about you and a specific person or just a general question?
General.
Okay. So looking at a general question, I'm just seeing the energy around your love life is, it looks like you've been feeling a little cooler lately or a little bit more confident, and it looks like this energy has been attracting a new type of woman into your space. It looks like before there was this energy of, like, flinking or kind of not really hiding in the shadows but being afraid of, I don't know, being in the spotlight or kind of running at your full confidence. So I see this picture of you just feeling a little cooler, a little more confident, and this is, again, attracting a different kind of a woman into your space. So it looks like this is healthy for you, and you are kind of having some opportunities this upcoming year in order to work on these new levels of confidence in your love space and meet new types of women who are able to really meet you in your truth and see for who you really are. So it looks like things are good, and I do see some kind of small love opportunities before you kind of catch the big fish, so to speak. So, yeah, it looks like things are looking good, and those new levels of confidence are definitely drawing more women into your space.
Do you have a star sign suggestion?
It looks like fire signs and earth signs are good for you. It looks like air is not necessarily the best, and water is okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, I'm sort of like, I have a Leo in my orbit, if I can use that as an analogy. And it seems like it's working fairly well, but she has her universe and I have mine, and I was wondering, you know, like, is it possible for two fire signs to sort of, like, harmonize their universes?
Oh, definitely, because, you know, there's more that goes into it than just your sun sign. You know, if you look on a website, it's called Cafe Astrology, and they have free astrology reports. You can get a free natal chart, and you can see where all of your planets are by just plugging in your date of birth, your time of birth, your location of birth, and you can see what are all the elements that go into your chart, because it's a lot more complicated than just your sun sign. So, you know, sometimes
I know that she has Virgo as an ascendant, and I also have Virgo as an ascendant.
Interesting. Wow. So there might be two control freaks in the relationship, but, you know, that can always work. That can always work, too.
Well, we have to go, Kevin, because we're trying to squeeze a couple more in, you know, before we go off. We probably will go off, but we'll try to get them in. But thank you so much for calling. And, yes, Aries and Leo go really great together. Okay. Got to go.
All right.
Put you on mute.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar, Sava, Leo, and Aries?
Yeah,
anyway,
definitely.
She knows. So anyway, oh gosh, we've had some pop up, but they've also been in the chat room. So let's get them real quickly here. If we do go off chat room, everyone else will be able to hear still, and do get the archive because then you'll get your reading maybe on that. But we do want to thank you because we'll go a couple minutes over. And while the show will continue to be on, I think it's difficult. The chat room isn't able to hear after that, but everyone else will be. So again, just for them, goldvision2255@gmail.com to contact Sava. And we love you, chat room. So anyway, listen to the archive because you may get your reading on there. So anyway, let's go over to 347. And I think you're in the chat room as well. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tanika.
Oh, did you get read before?
No, this is Tanika with an N like Nancy. I think she had an M in her name and my name has an N
in it. Okay, hi.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
Hi, I'm calling from New York.
New York. Okay. Question for Sava?
Yes, Sava. I spoke to you the last time you were on, and it was great. I asked you about love, marriage, and children with someone specifically that I still love, and I had given you his name. And this past new moon in Sagittarius, I went to sleep that night, and I had a dream about him. And I just wanted to know what you got from the dream I had, if you pick up anything, and, like, if you pick up anything else about what's going on with him right now.
Okay, perfect. So what is his name?
His name was Nick. I haven't heard from him, but, yeah.
So looking at the energy between you and Nick, I just see this picture of him kind of going through some kind of a heavy wave. It looks like you are at a higher vibration where both of you guys are experiencing these heavy waves. It looks like you guys are both really being affected by that cosmic ascension wave that's really been activated around the summer and apexing in September. So I see you riding on top of the wave on the surfboard where you've been able to surmount a lot of these challenges and obstacles. And for him, I see a picture where he's kind of submerged, where there's this feeling that he's drowning, but he's going to make it through. It just looks like he's having some struggles right now. And you guys are both experiencing this kind of uprooting circumstances from this cosmic wave. And you've really surmounted a lot of the challenges, and you're really comfortable, again, riding on top of the wave, really on top of things and just taking life as it comes, where it just looks like he's kind of submerged and he's struggling, and that's why you guys aren't really able to connect or be on the same level right now. But it looks like he will ultimately get the seniority with the change that's happening in his life, and it looks like through time he will be able to make it on to the same kind of level as you're on. And it looks like at that point then you guys will really be able to find this strong bond together and find strength in your relationship. And that's kind of why he has not been very communicative lately. It just looks like he's submerged in his own struggles, kind of fighting to make it through, and you guys just aren't resonating at the same frequency right now, but he'll soon catch up.
All right.
Hey, Speedy, gotta let you go. Have a good holiday, okay? All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're going to take our last reading. I just said farewell to the chat room in there because technically they can't hear it, but we are still on the air. And let's go to one last reading here. 706, you're on the air. I don't know if you're in the chat room or not, but what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, no, I'm not in the chat room. My name is Sophia,
okay.
And I'm calling from Georgia.
Sophia from Georgia, okay. You have a question for Sava?
No specific question.
Okay,
so a general reading for you, Sophia from Georgia, and can I have your date of birth, please?
Sure, November 25th, 1972.
Okay, perfect. So what I've seen is this picture of you, and you look like a peacock who is beginning to fan out its tail. And do you know how when there'll be those beautiful fans that are compressed, like those beautiful oriental fans, but when you fold them up completely and it gets compressed within itself, that you're almost not able to see the full beauty and the full splendor? So it just looks like some of the things that you've handled in your life, we've gotten your energy really compressed where you weren't able to expand and kind of show the world your true colors, the beauty of who you really are. And it looks like some of that energy that's been keeping you stuck or keeping you compressed is beginning to lift. And there's this feeling of this beautiful unfoldment of where this beautiful fan or this beautiful peacock's tail is beginning to unfold, and you're really able to broadcast your true colors at this greater range. And before, your true colors were so compressed, it was almost like you didn't even quite have access to them. So it just looks like this beautiful transformation and unfoldment that's happening in your life, and it looks like really taking the time to enjoy it and appreciate. And just, like, appreciate different aspects of who you are coming to the fore, and getting to know yourself better is going to be a big theme, especially during the first 6 months of this upcoming year.
Okay. Beautiful.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Sophie, have a great holiday, all right?
Too.
Okay. You take care. Sophia, I'm sorry. I think I said Sophie, right? Sophia. Sorry. Okay, so have a good one, and I'll put you back on for the last little bit of the show here. I'll mute you out here. Well, thank you, Sava, for another great evening of readings. And I think we pretty much got everyone. We had a couple drop off, but sometimes it's a long wait sometimes, you know. So they definitely like to get your readings. I came on the show and there had to be, I mean, the whole switchboard was full up already. So your reputation is expanding, my dear. And
that's great.
Yeah. So again, Sava is at goldvision2255@gmail.com and go on to Facebook onto, what is it again, Sava?
We got Hyper Imperium Healing Arts, and I believe there's Gold Vision Psychic Readings. And, you know, right now my brain is so out there that I can't even remember another name of one of my pieces. But
that's okay. It's understandable when you have transfer last hour and a half. I know it takes a while to sort of let that clear and ground down and everything. But you guys have other places you can get her, so you can track her down that way. So anyway, I want to thank her again, and of course I want to thank all of you. Again, another shout out to the chat room, thanking them for coming in and supporting. Thank you for all of you on the switchboard and all of you who are listening in and those who will be listening on the archive. Everyone have a great holiday season. If you do celebrate Christmas, for example, not everyone does, but Merry Christmas to you. And I will be on between Christmas and New Year's again next week. We have Mark Dodich with us, astrology, so we can find out what's going to come down, okay? And I believe, as I recall, I'm pretty sure he does individual readings when he's on the air, okay? I hope I'm not going to regret saying that. But he's been on before, and I'm trying to remember, and I'm pretty sure that he was taking questions from everyone. So anyway, do join us next week and have a great week at your holiday with your family and everything, and take care. Much love to all of you. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has three fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.